Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again. Welcome to the Free Inside Ministry program this evening. I want to give a shout out to our Cashbox program boys up there in Waiava. Looking forward to seeing you guys next week, my brothers. To our faithful ones at Friday Chapel at Halava and Wednesday night, keep up the good faith, my brothers. And to our faithful ones at FDC, bless you guys for having the nightly Bible study at 6 p.m. Had a wonderful time with you brothers this past Sunday. And we look forward to seeing you not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. Pastor Scott Sonoto will be coming in to share the word, to get the praise reports from each and every one of you. Also want to give a shout out to all those at OCCC. Looking forward to see you guys again. And you girls, keep up the good work. And also soon to be out at Windward Community Center out in Kailua with the other women there. May is coming upon us, and we will be headed to Saguaro, Arizona, to minister to our brothers there. Give a shout out to all those that are listening on the west side, all those on the east side, to the north and to the south, anywhere across the United States, even the world, because it is available through the World Wide Web as we stream live, and also on our webpage, www.freeinsideministry.org, and of course our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. If you have a thought or a suggestion, or if you just want to drop a line to share with me how this program has touched you or touched someone you know or someone that you love, be they incarcerated or be on the outside, because as you all know, you don't have to be in prison to be imprisoned. Our email address is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. I want to thank you all once again for tuning in tonight. Free Inside Ministry is an extension of the prison ministry, First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. And we focus on reaching the lost and ministering to them, sharing the word of God, encouraging them, lifting them up. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future." Some people ask our team, they'll ask myself, my wife, or any of our wonderful volunteers that faithfully go in. A shout out to Marianne, a shout out to Eva Lani, shout out to Brother Dan, shout out to Sister Linda, Sister Miley, also Brother Robert and his family continuing to faithfully do those. We have a really small team, but an impactful team. And, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. That is in the book of Luke, which is in the New Testament, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. I like to refer to that also. You know, it's just a wonderful time when we can come together to share the word of the Lord. And tonight I wanted to have you help me out. I need your help tonight, my brothers and my sisters. For those of you just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry. We're on from 9:30 to 10 weekdays, Monday through Friday. And I need your help. I'm going to walk us through a situation. I don't know how many of you out there have grown up on a farm. I don't know how many of you ever tried to go plant some vegetables or make a spice or herb garden. I did that many years ago when I was first married, and I thought that was a great project. But you can actually eat the things that you grow. And more and more people are seemingly getting into composting and aquaponics and all these things. But I need your help. I'm going to walk through a situation, and I want to I'm going to explain something through the Word of God, but also in a real life application. So bear with me if you could. Perchance, so let's say that hypothetically, someone gave me an acre of land out in Waianae, the west side, God's side. Love being out on that side. Love our brothers and sisters all out over there. Shout out to Dora Faith Church in Nanakuli. Pastor Barry Naone out there on Haleakala Avenue. Praise you guys. Praise your worship. Praise the wonderful work you're doing in the community to all the churches and the ministries out there on the west side. But so someone has given me an acre of land out in Waianae. But The challenge is nothing's been done on the land for about 30 years. It's just sit there vacant. It's a vacant lot, and it's about a half acre. It's a big-sized lot. It's really nice. And they allowed me to have this land so that I could grow some vegetables or fruits. And I've decided I'm going to grow bananas in Wainan. But you see, we have this half acre of land, and I'm not a farmer, okay? I never professed to be, never wanted to be. But hey, half an acre of free land is half an acre of free land. We can put some bananas on that thing, sell the bananas down at the farmer's market. We're going to be ahead of the game. But you see, I don't know how to farm. So if any of you out there has ever farmed or try to grow vegetables or fruits, I need to educate myself. So you can think along with me, and we'll walk this through. So I pull up with my truck, and I look to my right. I'm out there on Waianae, and it's a half acre of land, wonderful half acre of land that no one has done anything. No one has taken care of it. No one has, you know, watered it or kept it, or nobody even cared about it for 30 years. So what might I see when I look out my driver's window to my half acre of lot? A well-manicured lawn, Bula? No, I don't think so. 30 years of neglect. 30 years of someone ignoring the land. 30 years of just people abusing it. 30 years of just being lost. I'm talking about my half acre, but if it sounds like something in your life, maybe that's possible too. 30 years of abuse, you know? So I look at this half acre of land, and what do you think I see? Well, I might see some kiawe trees, right? How about the pili grass that's about 10 feet high? Okay, kind of overrun with rubbish. Maybe some abandoned batteries. How about some bicycles? Maybe even an abandoned vehicle. Oh, and got to have glass bottles. Everybody throw their bottles and rubbish in an abandoned lot. And so this lot has a lot of rubbish. Who knows what else has been dumped there by others because of an piece of land that has been neglected. Funny how when something is neglected, people tend to ignore it and dump on it. What a parallel. So anyway, we need to grow our bananas, my brothers and my sisters. So the first thing that we need to do is to clear the land, right? Okay, so can I just throw my banana seeds out, throw the water, and run home, watch football on TV? No. What I got? I got to cut the kiawe. Oh, that's a project. And the pili grass. Oh, my goodness. And take the batteries off the land. Oh, man, I got to work and sweat. What about the abandoned vehicles? I guess abandoned vehicles, we got to tow them out of there. So I've got to, okay, so that's going to take us a while. Okay, let's fast forward. I hired my landscaping crew, and they went in. So now we have everything cleared. Now I can actually see the half acre of land that's been given to me. I can actually see the boundaries, and I can actually see what looks like dirt. In Waianae, after 30 years of no one taking care of anything and just ignoring this plot of land, how might the condition of the dirt be? Oh, it's not going to be soft and ready for just throw the seeds inside and water them and we run home? Going to be hard. What? Like the road? Like the asphalt? Because nobody water them or nothing. The land is dry. Oh, how are we going to fix that? A tiller? Oh, got to go spend some money now. Okay, so I'm going to go down to United Rental. I'm going to get the tiller. How deep I got to go? Like 3 inches? 2 feet? 2 feet? Oh, I might find some bodies on. Just joking. Okay, so we gotta till these 2 acres about 2 feet deep. Oh, that's another project. Why do we have to go that deep in the soil? We have to soften the soil? Okay, thank you. Oh, because the dirt is hard. So once we make the soil soft, once we till them and we get them all bust up now, then we can just throw the banana seeds and go home watch football, right? Not yet. Wow. What next? The soil. Yeah, what about the soil? Fertilizer. What? pH balance. Additives. And we got to till them again. And we got to mix topsoil. Wow, this is one monster project, man. Unbelievable. Okay, so now let me recap where we're at so far. So what we've done is we've come to this half acre of land that someone's given us. It's been neglected. It has been out of everyone's sight. No one even looks at it. It's an eyesore. It's been ignored. It's been abused. No one has tried to take care of it for 30 years. So we pull up and there's kiawi trees, there's pili grass about 10 feet high, there's abandoned vehicles, rubbish, bicycles, bottles, batteries, no bodies, but we got to clear that. So we cleared that, we get down to the soil now, and now you tell me I got to till the soil 2 feet deep, got to go rent the tiller, get the tiller for bust them up. Okay, now the soil is good, now I got to go fertilize topsoil, and I got to mix them to make the soil right before we even plant. All I like to do is plant some banana trees, my brothers and my sisters. Oh, my beloved, this is such a project in the name of Jesus. Okay, so now we go till the soil. We get everything good. Okay, so now we can plant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. So now I can just plant, water them, and go home, right? Be all pow. What? I got to pull the wheat? Oh, man, I got to weed this thing too now? Whoo, man, it's some project. Okay, so we pull in the weeds. Come harvest time. It's about 8 months down the road, 9 months. We get our first bunch. And but I go out there one day, and I look at them. Oh, poor hole. Out of all the banana trees growing, only about half of them get any kind of fruit hanging on the end. I feel like giving up. I feel like just kicking it in. I feel like just saying, enough already. Too much work. That's what I should do, right? I mean, I only get half the crop growing right now. And I'm even, I mean, half is half. I mean, kind of kill joy right there. Kill fight. What? I'm halfway there. I go work with the other ones and make them produce. And then the next time, maybe more produce. Oh, got to keep working at it, I guess. Eh? Well, I take that, my beloved. I thank you. So, but at least I got half, you know, half of my crop is ready for roll. So I call my friend from Hawaii Kai, tell him, hey, you're not going to believe this. I got a half acre land out here a couple months ago and break them all down and plant some bananas. And now it's harvest time. Come check it out. Come check it out. So my friend from Hawaii Kai, you know, he kind of smart, you know, Hawaii Kai action a little bit. But anyway, he come out and then he's over there. Standing next to the banana tree. Now, right next to my banana tree. And I'm all happy. I'm grinning ear to ear. My smile wrapping around my head 3 times by 5. I'm a farmer. I get bananas growing. It's something to be proud of, you know, for somebody who never grew nothing. But you know what? My friend from Hawaii, he tell me, hey, I like one mango. I go, what? Yeah, I like one. He's holding my bananas and he telling me he like one mango. Does anybody listening to me tonight think that you can get a mango from a banana tree? I told you I get some crazy friends. So, okay, we agree. I cannot get one mango from the banana tree. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, we're all on the same page. I'm with you. But my friend, he's a cracker. So I said, no, you cannot. Then my other friend from Kaneohe, he come down. Oh, he all excited. He see the bananas growing already. He ready for just whack them, take the green ones, make some pateles or, you know, do something. He's all nuts. So he goes out there and he goes, hey, I like one coconut. You want a coconut? That's my banana tree, bro. He goes, oh, I know it's a banana tree, but I like one coconut. Well, you know what? I like a lot of things too in life, but you know, what's real is real and what makes sense makes sense. I told him, how are you going to get one coconut out of one banana tree? He goes, I don't know, but I like one coconut. How many of you guys out there know that that's impossible? Anybody out there think you can pull one coconut off my banana tree? Anybody? Anybody out there in Waiava think that you guys get plenty of acreage out there? You see any banana trees hanging coconuts on the side? I don't think so. My friends, the crackers. So then my other friend, he come. Now this guy, he's from Kalihi. So I figure this guy, he all right. Oh, he get all excited. He jump out of his truck. Go, whoa, bro, check out your crop. I go, yeah, check this out, bro. He runs out to my banana tree. And he tells me, bro, I like one avocado. I go, one avocado? What are you talking about? All you guys just nuts, man. I'm over here busting my butt. You come out here, you're giving me terror right now. You're giving me headaches. You're making all nuts inside my head. He goes, no, but I like an avocado. I said, what are you holding in your hand? He goes, a banana. And he goes, but I like an avocado. Is there anybody out there who thinks you can get an avocado from a banana tree? Let me say that real slow so we can kind of digest where I'm at right now. He's standing next to my banana tree. The bananas are hanging off of the tree. And he says he wants an avocado. Now, this boy grew up in Kalihi. He should know what bananas are all about. Can he get an avocado from the banana tree? Okay, I heard all you guys. You all said no. Thank you. For those of you guys that are undecided, talk to your brother or sister tonight. Okay, my other friend from Kaneohe, that's the boy, he like on coconut. Is there anybody out there listening tonight? Now, you can be anywhere from California to New Jersey, down in Ogden, Utah, even somewhere in Europe if you're listening tonight. Do you think you can get a coconut from a banana tree? I'm glad I heard everybody say no. I'm getting a little worried about my audience out there. Now, my first friend, remember what he wanted? He wanted the, what do you want from the banana? He wanted the mangle. So we can come into agreement. I love when we come into agreement. We can come into agreement that if you plant bananas, you're going to get bananas. If you plant bananas, you're not going to get mangoes. If you plant bananas, you're not going to get coconuts. And if you plant bananas, you're not going to get avocados. That does not make sense. Are we all agreed on that? Oh, my beloved, you guys are doing so well tonight. Hey, I don't know if you guys are lying down or sitting down at the edge of your bed, but I'm going to bring this all together at the end, and you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. But right now, we're trying to beat a 4-H club with Bula. We're trying to plant some bananas out some land that was given to us in Waianae. Let me recap. You know, we got the land. Nobody used it for 30 years. It was abused. It was neglected. So it was in disrepair. Needed a lot of fixing up. I'm talking about the land, not our lives. And so I go down there and we'll get everything. It's all bust. We get kiawi tree. We get pili grass. I get abandoned vehicles, batteries, bottles, bicycles, all kind of rubbish inside there. Because nobody cared. It just, you know, nobody cares. They just dump where it's at. Kind of like our lives sometimes, my beloved. So we clean them all up. But now, even though we clean them up, we got to dig the soil because the soil stay bust like asphalt. It's so hard. The thing, you cannot plant nothing. You cannot dig. So we get the tiller. We go down not 2 inches, not 4 inches, not 8 inches. We went down 2 feet. We dig all that opala up, pull out all the rubbish, and we're going to make the soil good now because we're going to plant. Then we go plant the bananas. We go plant them inside. But you know what? At the end of the 8-9 months, when the trees stay big and the bananas stay coming out, not all the trees get bananas. Yeah, only half the crops they're producing. So, you know me, since it was my land, was given to me, and I had a farmer, I'm the leader. I said, since you only get half production, we only get half on harvest, not for it, just stop for it, no need. But you guys all told me, in your heart and in your mind, no, half is better than nothing. We got to just keep working hard to get that other half going. So I decided to follow your advice, and now we're going to keep working to bring the other half of the crop up to where it can produce what we have planted. Then I told you about my friends that came, that they're kind of nuts. You know, the first guy, he like on mango while standing next to my banana tree. He told me, cannot. My next friend came, he like on coconut from the banana tree. He told me, cannot. And my third friend from Kalihi, he wanted an avocado. You told me, cannot. So we come into agreement that we had planted bananas. Bananas will grow, and bananas we shall harvest. Amen? Amen. I thank you for that. Isn't that funny? So easy for know-how for plant one garden, yeah? Especially if we only get one, you know, we only get one fruit, the banana. But we got to start somewhere. And we kind of make like we Johnny Appleseed and grow everything one time, like on farm, you know, like we commercial farmers. But I think we did a pretty good job with that. Now, my brothers and my sisters, you might wonder, I thought this was Free Inside Ministry, not Farming 101. Well, it's a lot like that, my beloved. I want to ask you, each and every one of you, to just think about the next few minutes and where I'm going to take us all on a trip. Is there anyone listening tonight that would like more peace in their life? I know I would. Is there anyone out there who would like more patience in their life? I would. Is there anyone out there who'd want more love or joy? I could use some of that, Brother Bula. How about, is there anyone else who could use some more goodness and kindness? Ooh, Brother Bula, that would be nice. How about faithfulness and gentleness? That would be great, man. If I could just be more gentle, speaking with my wife, speaking with my kids, if I could just be... hold on to my faith. Be more faithful to my family, to my God that loves me. But how many of you out there could use more self-control? You know, when our team is working in the various facilities, I normally and routinely say 15 seconds of rage got you 15 in the cage. I make no qualms about that. You know, it's all about choices, but for many of us, if we could just take back that time frame, be it 15 seconds, be it a minute, be it a few minutes, you know, we'd all be in a different place. But you see, that's like our lives. We know what we want in our life. Just like when we planted the banana trees, we knew what we was going to get. We was going to get bananas. There's no doubt about that. We all came into agreement about that. But you see, if you all believe with me that's what we want in our life, how are we able to get that when we still have the seeds of bitterness in our heart, when we have the seeds of unforgiveness. You already told me, if I plant a banana, I'm going to get a banana. I cannot get a coconut from a banana. How can I get more peace, love, and joy in my life if I've got bitterness, anger, and unforgiveness taking such root in my heart? You remember what we said about the dirt? We had to till it. It was sore. It was painful. We had to go down 2 feet. Maybe we have to open our heart and till our hearts and get all of the opala out. We have to prepare the soil so that what we sow, we shall reap. Excuse me. How many of us agreed we wanted more gentleness, goodness, and kindness in our lives? How can we do that when we have selfishness, ambition, division, and other sins controlling our lives? You can't have both. Whatever you have planted in your heart, that's the fruit you're going to reap. Now, we all just came into agreement that from a banana tree, you're going to get bananas. So the application here, my beloved, is if all you got is anger, unforgiveness, and bitterness, that's all you're going to get. Because eventually, it's going to catch up to you. You know, eventually, the reality is going to set in. See, a lot of times we think about our issues in our life and we said, oh, if our wife would change, you know, if our kids would change, you know, if my attorney would change, the judge would change, then things would change. No, not really, my brothers and my sisters, my beloved. The change begins with the person in the mirror. The change begins with the one you control, with you. You see, if you want God to take you over, you have to let him make you over. Not just a part of your life, your whole life. Because he's not into fly-by-night remodeling. He's into reconstruction. He wants to restore you to the glory you are made in the likeness of his image. You are going to be an imitator of Christ, not an imitation. You see, there are times in our lives, my brothers and my sisters, where we have to look in the mirror and we have to take responsibility for where we're at. But the glory of the Lord, which shines so bright to each and every one of you, is that you have hope. You have a future. Because you see in Jeremiah 29:11, which is our anchor verse, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, to prosper you, not to harm you, for a hope and a future. That's in the Bible. That is a truth and that is a promise. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. We already have the victory. Step up to the plate. He already hit the grand slam. We just got to touch the bases, my brothers and sisters. See, a lot of a problem we all have is our perception. We believe the lies of the world, the lies of the enemy, the lies of the devil, and we let that structure, we let that conform, we let that mold the way we see ourselves. You see, we cannot see ourselves as our Lord and Savior sees us. See, it's called upside. We see ourselves, sometimes the devil gets into us and he attacks our self-esteem. He attacks our self-confidence. He attacks our self-image. You know, where we hear the lies of the devil saying, well, you're a convict. How are you going to do anything? You didn't even graduate from high school. How can you be anybody? You know, your family left you. How can you be anything? You know, your wife left you. How can you do that? Look at the sentence you got. You know, all these lies of the devil you have to combat with the scriptural truths that are in the Bible. The Bible provides you with correction, connection, and direction. You want to know where to go? You know, want to know where you got it? What you got to do? Get into the Bible. The world puts you where you're at. The word will deliver you. You see, what we have to do is we have to remember our lineage. You know, that's why in the Lord's Prayer, and I'll be working with that till we close this evening, the Lord's Prayer is something that many of us say very regularly, very often, but very casually. So I wanted to share that with you tonight so you might have a different perception of exactly what you're saying when you say the Lord's Prayer. The first two words in the Lord's Prayer is our Father. Our Father denotes a relationship. There is a father-son, father-daughter relationship. Our Father. That's not your Father. That's not my Father. That means our Father. That means we are related in the body of Christ by the blood of Jesus. Who art in heaven. Now we have a placement phrase of saying where he resides. He is in heaven. Who? Our Father. Who's that? Our Big Daddy. Our Abba Father. He's up in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed is holy, 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 holy times 10. Hallowed be thy name. We worship that. Now check this out. Thy kingdom come. Not my kingdom, not your kingdom. Thy. Who's? God's. Who? Our Heavenly Father. Thy kingdom come. Thy will, not my will, not your will, but his will, God's will, be done on earth. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. what's going on in heaven is actually going on in earth right now. But a lot of times we think we got to go to heaven to see anything good. Our blessings surround us, but our perception of the world, our perception of our blessings has changed because we adhere, we listen, we pay attention to the lies of the devil. We have to pay attention to the promises that our Lord Jesus Christ made to each and every one of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grab onto that tonight, my brothers and sisters. Hold on to that. Chew onto that, my beloved. Think about that. Go back into the Bible. Read the Lord's Prayer with a different set of eyes, with a fresh set of eyes. But I wanted to close us in prayer tonight as we're coming up quickly to the end of our program. Thank you once again for tuning into Free Inside Ministry, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. on 99.5 The Word FM. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person who is listening tonight. Lord, I want you to bless them in abundance. I want them to see your glory, Father God. As they call out to you, Father God, hear their prayer and make sure that thine will be done in your timing, not our timing, Father God. Teach us patience. But Lord, continue to protect each and every one of them. Protect their families. Provide for their loved ones, Father God. Give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. As they cry out to you, Abba Father, hear them as you pull them close to your bosom, as a father pulls his newborn child. Father God, continue to be with them in all of the paths that they walk, in the steps you have placed before their feet. Until tomorrow night, bless each and every one of them. In your gracious name, amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.